Hello, friends. Welcome to a tradition like no other. The Masters Food Tasting with the Big Foodies. Matt, Biggie, and BB Shea. We're going to talk a lot quieter today for the episode because...
People are teeing off right behind us.
That's right.
Don't know who's teeing off.
We're on the 19th green.
Yes. 19th at 9. So did you know that you can order the Masters...
meal kit? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that.
I just called it the Master's Box.
Yeah. Taste of the Masters.
There you go. Taste of the Masters.
Of course that's what it's called.
Yes.
You could order it online. You get a lot of food for the money.
I've seen this thing for years.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to do this because, I mean, just a quick rundown. You get, well, first, if you don't know, the Masters is known... yeah. For cheap food.
Yes.
It's like that's
traditionally.
Yeah. For those of you that really don't know, it's a golf tournament.
Yes.
That's happening this weekend.
Right now, actually.
I'd say it's the golf tournament in my mind still.
Yeah.
But they're known to have, like, when you get there, you're expecting these crazy prices. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like pimento cheese sandwich is still like $2.
Yeah.
You know, everything is fair priced. So
everything's priced at the way that it was when they opened the club.
Mm-hmm. And what I've always heard was like, hey, you know, it's actually good.
Yeah.
So when they started doing this, I was like, I want to do this. I want to order this and see.
Now, this is not the Champions Feast.
No,
that
it's not.
They do. That's a different thing.
This is stuff that they serve for the Masters.
If you went to the Masters up to a concession stand, this is what you have to choose from.
So typically, this box is supposed to feed 12. So that's about right.
Right for us.
That seems that math adds up. Yeah.
So we have containers of egg salad, pimento cheese, pork barbecue. We also have potato chips, regular and barbecue, mm-hmm. chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. and Georgia pecan caramel popcorn.
Mm-hmm. And I think the popcorn's, Matt, you were saying that's...
Yeah, so we ordered this last week, had it shipped to my house. It got there. I went ahead and unpacked it because I'm like, however it shipped. And we ordered it on a Thursday. I got it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It was very quick. But I'm like, I'm not trying to leave pimento cheese and egg salad sitting in this
thing. No.
So I went ahead and opened it. And I will say this. As the one who opened it, the presentation of the items in the box, mm-hmm. master's worth it.
Yes.
Well, and that's cool. What you get, too, is besides just the food, you get... what, 25 of these?
25 Masters branded cups.
Which are sturdy cups, too.
Yes.
You get Masters coasters.
There's a not pictured with us is a paper you can wrap the sandwiches mm-hmm. in.
Yeah, I do plan on at least wrapping one of my sandwiches in that.
Yeah.
You also get the menu. You get a little bit of, like, how to make
instructions.
It.
We took the barbecue out of its packaging because we had to heat it
and
up.
And we have toothpick flags with the Masters logo on it to put into the sandwiches that you're sitting on.
I'll tell you.
And it doesn't include, however, the buns or the bread for the sandwiches, but they say just straight up white bread.
We went old school Wonder.
Wonder's perfect.
Yeah. And no drinks included either, so we're drinking lemonade.
We are.
Yeah.
In true Masters fashion. So, yeah.
And I will say, everything came very well packaged. They really did a good job keeping it cold. And everything, just the way you take it out, it's like, ooh, one surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was perfect.
I'm going to get you one of these wrapping papers, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I want to wrap one of the... sandwich we do, I want to wrap it in the wrapper.
I say we start with the barbecue because it's hot.
Agreed.
Those go on the bun, so the
barbecue is on the bun.
And they were very specific, too, like no seeded bun.
Not seeded, yes.
It says straight up.
Specifically, so in this little kit, and it's all customized. This isn't like a general thing. It all says 2024 or the 88th Masters.
Yeah.
Like, this is specific for this year. So for the pulled pork barbecue sandwiches, begin with the freshest sandwich buns you can find.
They're served on
seedless buns. Warm the pork barbecue to an internal of 165. Once heated, serve up a generous half-cup portion between the buns and enjoy. We're not going to be measuring.
No.
But we are going to be sampling.
Sure. Are you guys, do you watch the Masters? I love it.
You know, when it comes to golf, I tend to watch the majors.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I tend to...
The Masters is my favorite, though.
Still. Same.
Yep.
And it's nice because, you know, it happens right after the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Yes.
So you still have that, like, sports hangover of, like, great, now what are we going to watch? And then you get the Masters, and it's just masterful. You know what I'm saying?
You want some chips as well?
Now, the chips, we looked, frankly, they're Utz.
They're Utz.
That's what it looks
but,
like.
But, yeah, they have the Utz logo on the back.
Regular and barbecue.
That's some hefty barbecue right here. What's our total price on this out the door?
BB Shea?
Including shipping, it was $200.
Okay.
Which I know sounds expensive, but when you're feeding 12 people,
yeah,
it's not a bad deal.
And to me, the not just the food, but the stuff you get with it is...
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Wrap it up.
It's an experience.
So this is how you're going to eat it on the course, so that's how I want to eat it here.
Tell you what.
That's pretty dang good.
That's tasty.
Hmm. Considering...
It was
this
shipped.
Was shipped.
Yeah.
This is about as good as it gets.
Of all the things we're going to try, this was the least I was excited because I didn't think it'd be that good.
Yeah.
That's got really good flavor.
Very good,
good smoky flavor to it.
Yeah. It reminds me, the texture of the pulled pork reminds me of the barbecue sandwiches you used to get during a school lunch.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I like it.
But it tastes so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Let me try the barbecue chip here.
Mm-hmm. It's a good crunch. I wonder how much Utz pays to be the chip or what they...
Yeah, manufactured by Utz for the Masters. So
also, maybe it is a special...
Mm. I would call this a mesquite barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's good, bro.
That pulled pork is really good.
Yeah.
I'm saving some room here for my others. Can I sample the original chips, please?
Sure thing.
So you know Tiger said he has one more in him. Do you believe him?
Nope.
I don't either.
No.
I'd love it. I might even cry if it happened. I love Tiger Woods. I don't care what he did. Sorry.
Or who he did.
Or who he did.
I don't care what or who he did.
I loved him from the time he came on. I've always been a Tiger Woods fan. If he had one more in him, but I just think the ankle... I just don't think he can do it.
Yeah. He's a bit of a drama queen, I think. Because when he's hurting, he lets it be known.
Mm-hmm.
He will limp like crazy on whatever is ailing him at the moment.
You know, I think he played like 9 holes the other day with
a
young guy named Will Zalatoris. And Will was like, oh, he looked great, played great. But that's like me. It's 9 holes.
Yeah.
I'm good for 9 holes.
No.
8, actually, more accurate.
Yeah.
No, I think Tiger's the greatest of all time. I will give him that, but I think it's time for him to hang it up.
Fine. Hard for some people to do that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got nothing left to prove. Well, the major, but he's past his prime. He's not going to get there.
Yeah. All right, one more bite, then I say we...
Yeah.
I'll say this about these chips. Solid... Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I like an Utz.
I was trying to think, actually, A, the last time I had an Utz, and B, do I remember them being that crunchy, and I don't think so. All right, now, the next two are controversial.
Very.
Because I like both items.
I like one item.
And he likes one item.
Well, and they're not the same item.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't like either item, really.
No, I really don't like either item.
No.
In full transparency, I'm not a big pimento cheese fan. I'm not a big egg salad fan. But for the podcast, I'm going to suck it up and eat some. So.
Well, buckle up, podcast listeners, because dropping soon will be an episode where you hear my feelings on egg salad.
and my feelings on pimento cheese.
So I remember going to the golf course, and that's all they had was pimento cheese or egg salad sandwiches in the cooler. So
you
want
to do a full sandwich here?
Yeah. What do you want to do? You want to go ahead and get egg salad out of the way?
I do.
Okay.
Desperately. I can't tell you how badly I want to get this out. And listen, I'm throwing this out there. When we initially planned to do this episode, I said, I'm not doing egg salad.
You were very stern in that.
And the amount of just
ooh, and that's
air pressure.
Egg salad, too. Look at it.
Now, I'm going to be transparent with you. I don't know if I've ever had egg salad. It just seems like something that I would dislike. I may come away liking it today. I don't know.
It's potato salad without the potato. It's the same ingredients.
Eggs are the worst ingredient in every
You hate
salad.
Eggs, yeah.
Eggs, there you go.
Pass it on.
Now, I agreed for the pod, for you, that I would try this. But that's all I'm doing.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm not eating this whole sandwich.
Of the egg salads I've seen, this is about as eggy of an egg salad as you could get.
I hope you're ready to give your commentary on it because...
I make egg salad, so.
Oh. It looks, it honestly, it looks more scrambled egg. Oh. Oh, the hard boiled shells all over the place.
I don't.
We'll put it somewhere else.
I don't think you're going to hate it. I think the consistency is not what you're going to like. You're not going to like
it. I don't like any egg.
Mm-hmm.
I love mayonnaise.
Well?
Mayonnaise sandwich. Well, mayonnaise sandwich. It's a mayonnaise sandwich.
It's,
to me, it has a good flavor.
It's okay. Like, it's not, mm-hmm. it's not that bad.
Of the egg salads I've had, it's one of the better ones. It's very simple, but it's clearly heavy mayo egg salad.
Yeah.
The eggs themselves are barely noticeable, really. It's got good flavor, though, to me. Heavy on the mayonnaise, for sure.
It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think they do. That it's a quick, easy sandwich out there. Same with the pimento cheese.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't enjoy it.
Oh. It's the consistency. It's just knowing mentally, too, there's egg in it.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of egg flavor. Mm-hmm. It is more just like a...
It's mayonnaise. Very heavy mayonnaise.
It's just like a... like, just you're eating like a spread sandwich.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll tell you, though.
Oh, the aftertaste.
I like the flavor of it. I think it's pretty good.
Not too bad.
All right. Now, this is...
Not doing enough.
That's plenty. Now this, the pimento cheese, is more what I hear people talk about.
Yeah.
This is one where people... Actually, I had a friend who went to Augusta in the morning and drove back pimento cheese sandwiches in the evening for us. Wow. He bought them and he brought them back in a cooler for us all at the bar. Man. So I've actually had an Augusta pimento cheese sandwich.
Now, I'm not a fan of pimento cheese exclusively on a sandwich.
To me, like pimento, it on like a burger or
to
something?
To me, pimento cheese... is I like it as a dip. Like take a you know what we should do? I'm gonna get another bag of chips.
You wanna try it as
and a, I wanna dip a chip in the pimento cheese.
Well, if Matt does that, we're gonna take a quick second to give a shout out to our friends at the Berry Patch.
Yes.
Berry Patch, longtime supporters of the Big Foodies. Thank you for all that you've done for us. The warmer months are on the way. Summer's right around the corner, which means people are going to be traveling to and from the beach. And when you do that, you're probably going to pass the Berry Patch. It's off 220 in Ellerby. You look off to the side of the road, there's going to be a huge strawberry. Stop in. They got great ice cream, great people, great produce, a little bit of everything for you to stop in to and from the beach. Once again, worldslargeststrawberry.com for more information. Shout out to the Berry Patch for supporting the Big Foodies.
Thank you, Berry Patch. this is definitely a different pimento cheese. It's a thick, heavy, it's not...
Oh, it's thick.
It's not... BB, I think you might like this.
Okay.
It's not pimento-y. It's not the typical pimento cheese you would think of.
That, pimento cheese that I thick. Know is very smooth. That's chunky.
That's chunky. This is you a can chunky see... Pimento. I look, of course, the first ingredient is sharp cheddar, but then I did see jack cheese in there, too. Ooh. So they're throwing a little pepper jack in.
Jack cheese. I know, that's not very spreadable, is it?
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's banging. There's going to be a fight over that stuff.
I'm so glad we saved this for last. You guys always, can...
It's always funny when the episode's in, the camera goes off. Normally, it's pretty much cut and dry. Take, leave.
Yeah.
Occasionally...
No.
There's an item that brings a fight. And I think we have found that item
today.
I want to see BB's reaction. It's not like a pimento cheese I've had.
It's not bad. That's really not disgusting.
No.
I've never had pimento cheese like this. There's some kind of spice or something in it.
It's funny having it like this, too, because, again, I had a friend bring one, and I don't remember it being that good. Oh. Oh, yeah. There you go.
I was really hoping it wouldn't be this firm.
Yeah, that's not a dip style. You ain't dipping much of that.
Normally you do like a Frito scoop or something.
You'll need a Frito scoop for that.
Yeah, it's not...
It's not your typical pimento cheese. I'm just having a chip out of that dip.
It's not bad. It's not... It's just not something that I would think to put on a sandwich.
Yeah. Now, I will say...
It's a dip. That's yeah.
It's like an appetizer dip.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd say the look of... It doesn't even look like the pimento cheese you think of.
Yeah.
Definitely a thicker... Well, I have to say,
impressive
with everything.
Impressive, Masters. All right, here's the Georgia Pecan Caramel Popcorn.
Now, I know you didn't get one cookie for all three of us to split.
No, I was trying to save room on the table. There's plenty of cookies, dog. Relax.
Okay.
Fat ass.
I did notice, like, Matt and I were slowly savoring our barbecue sandwiches, and BB was already done. And I'm like,
dude, it was good, bro.
Yeah, man.
I tried to just take the popcorn here.
Oh, because you can't.
This has got pecan.
You
got
to be Georgia pecan. Yeah. I'm going to get a pecan.
So,
pecan.
Again, I took a lot of the stuff out of the box at home so that I could, put the refrigerated stuff in the fridge and everything. And so my mother-in-law saw it. She's a big fan of all these flavors. And I told her she could have one. There were like 10 bags. And she has looked up the company that manufactures it and has placed a bulk order for this stuff.
Wow.
This stuff is good. Forks.
Dang, dude.
That's money.
It's stellar caramel flavor. Caramel, caramel.
I switch off.
It is. I'm with you. I switch off. I don't
caramel,
know why.
Caramel,
caramel.
It kind of depends.
You're right. I say both sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, that's weird. Why do I do that? That's good.
Dang, that's some solid stuff.
All right. The pimento cheese is better as a dip.
You like it better as a dip?
Yeah. With a chip, something salty like that, yeah, it plays better.
Is it the softness of the white bread you don't like?
Maybe it is, you know?
Maybe. Basically what it is, you're just using a...
Yeah.
Using a piece of bread instead. Of course, I do think with this bread, it's like the plain white bread.
It's easy.
As much as it can be used to describe the three of us, it's not. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Christie Cookies. Christie Cookie Company. Never heard of it.
A lot of these places have been with me forever.
Yeah.
Probably local. All right, was chocolate chip the only option that they gave? That's must be. I know the menu at the Masters is not, like, when you're walking around, it's not big. I think it's pretty much
it's
as
like
this.
Four or five. It's like in and out, four or five things.
Chocolate chunk, chocolate chip. That's good.
That's a solid cookie.
Mm-hmm. A lot of chocolate, a firm bite, but soft in the middle.
This is like the ideal consistency for a cookie.
Mm-hmm. You know what? All this food is good too, obviously. It's walking food.
Yeah, it's all this.
It's stopping because you're walking to your hole. You're going to grab some lunch, grab a sandwich, grab a cookie, you grab some lemonade, you're good.
You got nuts in there?
There's almond pieces.
Oh, shit. Dang.
Sorry, man.
Good thing you booked.
All good. Well, I just glanced. This looks like we should be all right.
Funny. I don't get any almond.
Well, I always look, because it'll always tell you, like, under the contains, instead of looking at the individual ingredients, like, what might be in it. And it says almonds. And so I started reading through the actual ingredients, and in very, like, even toward the end, after sunflower oil, almonds. So I'm wondering, like, are there tiny itty-bitty pieces of almond?
It must be, because I didn't...
Maybe almond dust or something. I don't know.
Almond butter?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't had a bite of this cheese, though.
That's a nice little treat.
I'm going to tell you, I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
If I ordered that and I had a group coming, I don't know about 12. Mm. But if I had six.
Four people eat that, maybe.
I mean, it is heavy stuff, though. Mm-hmm. I think, though, if I had six or eight people coming, I don't think you'd go wrong with this. Mm. It's fun. You get the extras, the extra cool stuff with it. Food's good.
What was y'all's favorite thing?
I'll tell you. I expected, and maybe this is just because I expected the barbecue to be not good, terrible.
Yeah.
And it surprised me how tasty it was.
Yeah.
The pimento cheese is sharp. It's good. It gets you. I love the egg salad. I'd put the pimento cheese for me slightly above the barbecue sandwich. And I still like the egg salad, but I put that down at third.
Yeah. The barbecue exceeded expectations. That popcorn was really good.
Yeah, this popcorn's money.
And the pimento cheese is like nothing I've ever had. If you give me the option of what sandwich am I getting, probably pulled pork.
Yeah.
Just to try to fill me up a little bit.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'd like to talk to somebody who's like a pimento cheese connoisseur and find out if they would even consider that.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Because, I mean, it has pimentos in it.
Yeah.
But it is not traditional in any other way.
I don't even eat pimento cheese, but that looks just so different than anything I've ever seen. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pulled pork was great. This popcorn is awesome. So, all right.
All right. So,
it's Friday.
In all honesty, yeah. We're filming before, yeah. So we don't know who the leader is.
Right now, yeah.
So this is a...
This is a total shot.
Little into, yeah, pick your whip.
Who might have to withdraw because their wife might be in labor? Is it Scotty Scheffler?
I don't know. I haven't heard this. Is this breaking news?
I mean, Scotty Scheffler has vowed that if his wife goes into labor, he's withdrawn.
If that's true, that could be huge.
I got to change some bets.
Some odds boost that might be hit.
Yeah.
I'll take John Rahm to repeat.
Not a bad pick.
Rory McIlroy.
Ooh.
I'm taking him this year.
A hush falls over the foodies.
Brian Harmon.
Oh!
Brian Harmon. Got my money on him.
I trust this man.
Yeah.
He knows golf.
Love Brian Harmon. All right. Well, hopefully you're enjoying your day and enjoying watching the Masters. It should be coming on very soon. Mm-hmm. If not, it's already on. Thank you to the Masters for offering this. This is really cool.
Yeah.
I wish more places did stuff like this. This is a cool experience. Maybe next year we'll do it from Augusta.
Probably not.
That'd be dope.
That's a great thought.
Well, yeah. That'd be dope.
People wait like 20 years to get tickets. At least three get in.
Well, that's it for us, the Big Foodies. You can check us out anywhere on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We got some TikToks floating around. We're still giving away free stickers, I think. Send us an email with your address, bigfoodiespod@gmail.com. It may get to you. It may not. We don't know at this point. All right.
Well, yeah. It's less reliable than ordering this
exactly.
meal. That's for sure.
Exactly. Well, thanks for tuning in with us. We'll check you next week. This is the Big Foodies. BB Shea, Biggie, and Matt. We'll talk to you later.